Colby Cameron.
Let's go ahead and start with that. Colby, of course, you're throwing to Clinton all year. He's now one of 10 semifinalists for Blitnikoff. Is it surprising at all?
No, it's not really surprising. He's just been a tremendous player for us, and it's nice being a quarterback knowing that you have such a great player like him out there on the field.
What does he do that gives defenses so many fits?
Just a great receiver. He runs great routes. He blocks well, and when the ball's in the air, he always makes a play. So he's just done an awesome job for us, and just happy he's on our side.
Kobe, Coach just hit on it, said, you know what, we've won games the last month, but we have been playing very well. We've kind of, you know, done some things that we're not used to doing, but we've come out with victories. With that being said, I'm assuming that this week you guys want to put your best foot forward, play the best ball y'all have, put the last month behind, concentrate on Saturday, know what's at stake.
Yeah, Utah State's a great team, and so I think it's encouraging for our team knowing that we haven't played best on like both sides of the ball. You know, we haven't played a complete game. And I think once the offense and defense and special teams can all get on that same page, I think we'll have a real explosive game. And I think this week it'll be good just to focus on little things and get better at the details. And hopefully we can play like we know we can.
A couple weeks ago, the offense, it was kind of a slow kind of paced game. You guys were scoring a little over 20 points. But each week, it seems like you guys are kind of getting back on pace. What are you guys going to do to continue, you know, keeping the offense rolling like it has been?
Mm-hmm. We're just going to focus on the details and do the little stuff right. I think that's a big thing with our offense is we can't get ahead of ourselves. And in practice, we can't try to do too much. We just got to stick to the basics and do what's involved and a part of our scheme. And our scheme's real basic, and I think that's what helps us be so successful. So we're just going to keep working hard and just try to keep doing what we're doing.
Coach touched a little bit on the defense getting some guys back. Have you ever been through a season right now? You're going to play 12 straight weeks. This is week 11 in a row. How does the team get healthier in the game of football as the season goes on without a bye week?
It's tough. It's real tough. You know, it's everyone's kind of beat up, but I think that's just part of football and the season. And I think guys are just probably being more responsible with their bodies, getting more treatment during the season so they can get healthy. And I think that's going to be a big part of our success now as guys are coming back and we'll have more bodies to fill in spots that we've been missing. So it'll be nice to have out on the field.
Coach Dykes always says, you know, it's nice to look at the record you set after the season, but, you know, does it feel good to just get the interception record over with? I know it's still going, but just to have it and to go on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's so funny that, like, I really, yeah, like you think about it because people ask questions and stuff, but I didn't really notice much about the interception. I didn't know that was a big stat. When people are like, yeah, it's NCAA record, I'm like, all right, cool. So it's cool to be a part of and just to see, like, the guys that have enlisted in that category. But, yeah, it feels nice to get it done with and now I just get to worry about football.
You know, Patrick brought that up before the press conference started, saying that you were the last one to throw it. It hadn't thrown a pick. Obviously, he kind of may have jinxed you a little bit.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep. No, I've been hearing it for the past couple of weeks. Hopefully, I guess we just got to keep doing what we're doing and not think about it because I don't know. I guess it's part of the game and it will happen at some point. But hopefully, we can just keep the streak alive.
Do you have any superstitions?
I don't. I know sometimes, like in football, you do things and you're like, is that a superstition? Am I being superstitious? But I try not to be. I try just to go with the flow and whatever happens, happens.
I don't know if y'all gotten to watch much film on Utah State's defense yet, but it seems like maybe a different type of defense this week. What do you know about them at this point?
From last year, we know that they're always well coached. They always got a pretty good defense, and so we're just looking forward to the challenge. Yeah, we gotta definitely look at film today and get their basics and base stuff down. But I think, yeah, since we've been here, their coach is a great coach, and so we're looking forward to the opportunity to play a good team and to really see how well our offense can do against a good defense. I think that will be the fun challenge to see, just the expectations and how we can really play against them.
Coach,
Coach talked about the rash of upsets with Louisville going down and a couple of teams being pushed. Are those things, I know you guys are playing a lot of times when those games are going on, but when you look back at it, do you guys take anything away from a different mindset when you watch something like that happen?
I think you just got to go into that knowing that, like, we do have to play well no matter who you're playing. We can be playing not a great record team or an awesome record team, but I think it's just college football, and that I think it puts in our minds that we can get beat by anyone. And so I think it just gets us more focused, knowing when you see teams that played at 12 o'clock earlier that day that got beat, you know, going into it that you really have to focus in, and you can't take an opponent's record for granted, and you just got to really play hard and know that you have a chance that you can lose.
You guys were in this situation last year, playing at home for a championship. You pulled it out. You won the title. This year, you're in the same situation a year later and of course, a year more experience and a team that's been in this position. Are you feeling from your teammates that this is more of a business week for you guys, that go and take care of your business, or are you starting to feel a little of that emotion of, hey, you know, we're get to play for a championship? I mean, how do you balance that out, being such a experienced team?
Mm-hmm. We know it's for the WAC championship, basically. So it's important to us, and yeah, it's in our mind, but we're just going to go to it like we have throughout this whole entire season. It's just go week by week and say, this is Utah State week, and we're just going to try and do the little things right to get a win. And obviously, once that win, if we can get it, it will make it important. And so I think we can't get ahead of ourselves saying, all right, this is the WAC championship, but it's in our mind. But we just have to focus on just little stuff in order to be successful in the game.
Well, we talked about, you know, you've only been brought down a couple times in the backfield. You know, not too many sacks give up. Coach says it's a collective effort from the entire offense. Just talk about it from your perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it starts off, we have a great offensive line. Those guys have worked together all year. They've done great for us, and they always are just, they keep getting better each week. And it, obviously, Steven Warner's the man calling everything, and he's done a great job, but all those guys collectively are just awesome. And then we have a great running system with both backs that can do everything. They can catch the ball at the backfield, and they can also obviously run the ball with Kenneth and Ray. So you can see by all the records that Kenneth broke that we do have a great running game. So I think that just makes it easier on the quarterback dropping back, because teams can't just bring pressure because we can run past them. And so I think that helps a ton. And then just coming to our scheme, Coach Franklin does a great job of, we can get the ball out pretty quick. And I think it just makes teams not want to blitz us because we get it out so fast, so they have to drop back in coverage, which means they're not rushing many. So I think all that together kind of sums up how we don't allow many sacks.
Do you think it can kind of go along with this no interception streak too? You know, you just have so many options. You can just dump it off to somebody, just quick pass out.
Definitely, yeah. I think that's just all part of Coach Franklin's scheme and how we run our offense. And I think that just helps knowing where to go with the ball and just being comfortable in the system that he runs. Also helps not forcing balls where I guess they don't need to be. So it's a little luck, and at the same time, it's just how we've been coached.
Anything else? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.